This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. For more than 500 years after stepping ashore on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola, Christopher Columbus is a divisive figure here in this so-called New World he opened to European explorers and colonists. On the second Monday in October, as many Americans celebrate Columbus Day with a fall cookout or big sales at the mall, others will observe Indigenous Peoples Day, a holiday born of protest against a conflicting historical icon. In May of 2019, Vermont became the most recent state to officially replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. Vermont joined North Carolina, Alaska, South Dakota, Oregon, Minnesota, Maine, and New Mexico, plus the District of Columbia and at least 130 cities across the United States that have replaced Columbus Day over the tainted legacy of the 15th century explorer. Columbus was once revered as the brave navigator from Genoa, Italy, who defied critics to seek out a western passage to India. Sure, he miscalculated the distance from Spain to India by nearly 8,000 nautical miles, that's around 14,000 kilometers, but he stumbled onto two continents largely unknown to the Europeans in the process. And no, Columbus never actually stepped foot in North America, but many European Americans still saw him as the nation's de facto discoverer. But then a new image of Columbus began to emerge. From his journals, we learn that when Columbus first met the indigenous Taino people of the Caribbean islands and noted that they were peaceful and didn't have advanced weapons technology, his first thought was to enslave them. Columbus wrote, "They would make good servants. With 50 men, they can all be subjugated and made to do what is required of them." Indeed, on Columbus's second voyage to the Americas, he rounded up 1,500 native Arawak men, women, and children, and held them in pens while his ships prepared to sail back to Spain. He chose 500 to be taken to Europe and sold into slavery. 200 of them died on the journey. And those who remained in their homeland? Through a combination of forced labor in Spanish colonies and European diseases like smallpox, the native populations of the Bahamas and Hispaniola were virtually wiped out within decades of Columbus's arrival. By low estimates, there were 100,000 Arawak on Hispaniola in 1492. By 1514, only 32,000 remained, and by 1542, there were only 200. Some historians claim that up to 3 million Taino died in that same time period. We spoke with Carrie Gibson, historian and author of Empire's Crossroads, A History of the Caribbean from Columbus to the Present Day. She said, Columbus didn't come over in the spirit of scientific inquiry and cultural sensitivity. First, he was mistaken in his navigation. Second, he was looking for gold and for people to enslave. When you realize that, it's very hard to still hold him up as a positive symbol. It makes a lot of sense that some people are pushing back against Columbus Day. The movement to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day started back in 1977 at a United Nations International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations. Instead of celebrating Columbus's arrival as the foundation of the Americas, participants proposed an alternative holiday that would recognize that Native peoples had inhabited these lands for millennia. South Dakota ditched Columbus Day for Native Americans Day in 1990, and Berkeley, California became the first place to switch to Indigenous Peoples Day in 1992. Since then, more cities and states have distanced themselves from Columbus and embraced a new holiday that, in the words of Maine's proclamation, celebrates, quote, the historic, cultural, and contemporary significance of the indigenous peoples of the lands that later became known as the Americas. The anti-Columbus Day movement has its detractors, though. Some believe it's a case of political correctness run wild, while others allege that repealing Columbus Day would be an affront to another ethnic group, Italian Americans. The National Italian American Foundation, or NIAF, wrote in a statement, "When Columbus Day was founded in 1937, the federal holiday provided a sense of dignity and self-worth in light of the hostility and discrimination that many Italian immigrants, Italian Americans, and Catholics more broadly faced." An estimated 4 million Italian immigrants came to America between 1880 and 1920, mostly farmers fleeing desperate poverty in their home country. Italian immigrants faced terrible discrimination and outright violence, and early Italian-American civic groups latched onto the Genovese Columbus as a symbol of pride connecting Italians to the broader American experience. The first Columbus Day celebration was in 1792 to commemorate the 300th anniversary of Columbus's first voyage to America. In San Francisco, Italian communities started celebrating an annual Columbus Day as early as 1869. Then, in 1891, the Italian immigrant community in New Orleans was the victim of the largest mass lynching in U.S. history. 11 people were killed. Following this, in 1892, President Benjamin Harrison called for a general holiday, the 400th anniversary of Columbus's landing, and proclaimed Columbus a pioneer of progress and enlightenment. At the urging of the Knights of Columbus, President Franklin D. Roosevelt made Columbus Day an official federal holiday in 1937, and the holiday has since become a day when many Italian Americans celebrate their heritage through community festivals and parades. Given the painful history that led to the founding of Columbus Day, groups like the NIAF are some of the staunchest opponents of state and national efforts to erase it from the calendar. The NIAF wrote, "We believe that to repeal Columbus Day as a federal holiday, which is celebrated by over 20 million Italian Americans, only to replace it by another holiday celebrated by another ethnic group, would be culturally insensitive." The group says it does not oppose Indigenous Peoples Day as long as it's held on another day beside Columbus Day. Gibson, the historian, doesn't have an easy answer for solving the Columbus Day controversy, but encourages deeper reflection on the long and complicated history of the lands and people that we call American. She said, "The minute Columbus arrived in Hispaniola, everything changed. We're still having discussions about how it changed, and historians are still dealing with the legacy of that initial encounter." Today's episode was written by Dave Ruse and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other controversial topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.